cactus. A saguaro stands out in the desert sun all summer long, through the hottest days, with no shade and nobody watering it, and it doesn't wilt and it doesn't dry up. Most plants would be dead in a week. The saguaro is built for storing water like a living barrel. Look at the trunk and you'll see it isn't smooth. It's folded into pleats, ridges, and grooves running up and down, the way a sheet of paper looks after you fold it back and forth to make a fan. Those pleats are for swelling. When the monsoon rain finally comes, the saguaro drinks fast. Its roots don't go deep. They spread out sideways in every direction, wide and shallow, lying just under the ground to catch the rainwater the moment it soaks in. The trunk fills, the pleats spread open, and the whole saguaro swells up fatter. Then through the long dry months, it slowly lives off the water it stored, and the pleats fold back in as the trunk thins down. Most of a big saguaro's weight is water it's holding inside. Now think about what a trunk full of water means in a dry land. Every thirsty animal around would love to get at it. Guarding that water is one big job of the spines. They're a fence of sharp points around the water inside. The spines do a quieter job too. Thousands of them together throw a thin net of shade over the saguaro's skin and slow the wind right at its surface, so the hot sun and the dry air can't pull the stored water out as fast. And a saguaro has no leaves at all. Most plants lose most of their water through their leaves, so in the desert, leaves are a luxury a plant can't afford. Instead, the saguaro's green skin does the leaf's job, using sunlight to make the plant's food, while a waxy coating on that same skin seals the water in. So a saguaro is a water tank with a fence, wide, shallow roots to grab the rain fast, pleats so it can swell full and shrink slowly, waxy skin to keep the water from leaking away, and spines to guard it all through the long wait for the next monsoon.